Welcome to the KRNR Weekly Judges Report of April 18th, recorded April 17th, and broadcast by your local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite. This recording is aired on Thursday at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. and is available for your listening pleasure anytime through the Goldthwaite Eagle website. Although the weekly bi-weekly Commissioner's Court agenda included some pithy, interesting material in terms of reports from the various county departments and experimentation with a consent agenda, a revised county investment policy, and an astray fee refund issue, which we had to table, the meeting was dominated, both in terms of time and audience, by the proposal to remove the Texas Independence flag and fly the Confederate flag 365 days a year. Actually, that decision had already been partially made for us, as the prior week, after flying the rainbow flag on Sunday, which I removed, a group raised the Confederate battle flag later in the week, and then subsequently the Independence flag of Texas was removed, and at the time of the meeting, we were left with a bare flagpole. After all of this and the threats against the courthouse, I and others were to the point of removing the flagpole before we had to start arresting people for vandalism or encountering slip and fall claims from individuals who hurt themselves falling off the various courthouse terraces in the dark. With a full house and seven people signed up for six speaking slots, the squeaky wheel was fly the Confederate flag 365 days a year. Although the atmosphere was hostile and at times the language was heated, there were a few things which I found amusing. One was a petition which was proudly presented to the court bearing 174 names, although it was admitted that not all of them were residents of Mills County. Even taken at face value, that's about 4.6% of the registered voters in the county. And the petition asked to fly the Confederate flag all year long. Then we had a speaker from Bernie, Texas, stand up and announce that he was speaking on behalf of the citizens of Mills County, as if we don't have enough people willing to speak for us. After 40 minutes of listening to a mixture of history, ancestry, and harangues, the commissioners got down to a vote. Commissioner Williams mentioned the ongoing vandalism and threats against the courthouse, which had occurred, and expressed concern that these would continue no matter what the commissioner's court did. The audience responded that the vandalism had only occurred because the Confederate flag had been replaced by the Texas Independence flag and would completely cease if we acquiesced to flying the Confederate flag 365 days a year. The claim was also made that the threats against the courthouse staff were unrelated to the Confederate flag. After some discussion, including my presentation of a spreadsheet about how other county courthouses displayed the Confederate flag, the commissioners took a vote and voted 3-1 with one abstention to fly the Confederate flag 365 days a year. Commissioners Hall, Wright, and Williams cast the three deciding votes, while I voted against the proposal and Commissioner Guerin abstained. I have to say I'm disappointed and somewhat surprised by the vote. However, it's the county's official action and on record, as opposed to the initial decision in 2013, which a prior judge described as a tacit approval. We are moving on. There's other things to do in the county. County departments are starting to work on next year's budget, which will determine next year's tax rate. Before we finished with the other business of the meeting, however, the Confederate flag was flying on the county lawn and posted to Facebook by the Sons of Confederate Veterans. This was picked up by the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, who called my office to confirm that it was an official decision of the county, which I confirmed and gave them the vote from Commissioner's Court. From feedback before and after Monday's meeting, I know that the angry crowd pushing for the all-or-nothing decision on the Confederate flag is not representative of the community as a whole, but they were the squeaky wheel that day and carried the vote of enough commissioners to win their way. That pretty much describes the week. I wish you a happy Easter, and stay tuned next Thursday.